Try to remain in control of your own actions. In threatening situations, it is common for managers and practitioners to feel fear, anxiety, and in some cases, anger. Appropriate training, well thought out practices and procedures, and good organisational and at times police backup all help staff to manage these feelings and make effective responses. To manage incidents involving aggression and violence effectively, it is crucial that practitioners remain in control of their actions. To do so, practitioners can focus thoughts on safety, be aware of their own triggers, type of behaviour, screaming, breaking objects, specific words, punching walls, the tone and volume of voice, specific words, type of threat, physical size of client in relation to worker, concern for other clients and possibly a desire to rescue them. Be aware of early warning signs that their feelings are escalating, including physiological responses to threat. Regulate and control their breathing. Use self-talk, remain safe or remain calm. Try to relax. Practice some quick physical relaxation skills such as relaxing hands. Try not to personalize a person's anger or share their emotion.